This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. When you connect anything to the internet, you can make it more functional and more vulnerable. This is part of the reason that the branches of our military have not been early adopters when it comes to the so-called Internet of Things. The potential fallout from hacking attacks raises the possibility of added danger on the front lines. But as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, that means parts of the U.S. military are falling behind technological innovation.
When's the last time you wrote down directions to get somewhere? It's probably been a while. Your phone's GPS tells you where to go. Denise Jung wrote the report for the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The sort of normal consumer person of today has a lot more capability on their smartphone than what the soldier has on his smartphone.
Jung admits it depends on where that soldier is. In some regions, the internet is hard to come by. And there's the worry that the soldier's data could get into the wrong hands. Kevin Ashton is a tech entrepreneur who coined the term Internet of Things.
Security is a real concern, but it's an excuse not to integrate systems. It's not a reason not to integrate systems.
Ashton says the Defense Department does drive innovation, but it can be resistant to change. And adopting new technology takes money. Sanjay Sarma is a professor of mechanical engineering at MIT.
It's always easier to sell a painkiller than a vitamin. And this is a vitamin. In other words, it pays off in 10 years.
In 10 years, if the Defense Department gets going now. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.